Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the feast of our Holy Father Dominic, and from the United States we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is chaplain of the Monastery of Mary the Queen in Girard, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled Happy Feast Day.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of one who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, God is King. Hark, your watchmen raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes what the Lord is doing. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord. Well, today is the feast of Saint Dominic, and thus an important day of celebration for Dominicans and others throughout the world. It is also a day in which we become aware of something of a tragic kind of paradox, or we could say an experience of contrast, of joy and sorrow. First, let us call to mind Saint Dominic, who, indeed, as this reading, which is set aside for the Feast of Saint Dominic, how beautiful are the feet of the one who brings good news, obviously the preacher, Dominic, the founder of the Order of Preachers, Dominic, whose first love in some way, that to which he gave his life, was preaching the gospel, the truth about Jesus Christ. In that sense, one who really imitated Jesus himself. For in the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus himself says, let's go on and preach to the neighboring villages, for that's why I came. And in the Gospel of Luke, his kind of opening preaching is based on a text from the prophet Isaiah, which is the same thing. I have come to bring good news to the poor. So this theme of preaching, of proclamation, of the joy of the gospel, to use an expression from our recent Pope Francis, all this is what Dominican life is about. And yet, I wonder how the Dominican family in Ukraine is celebrating this day. And our text from Isaiah says, break out in song, O Jerusalem. The Lord comforts his people. I wonder how those in Jerusalem waiting for the release of their hostages are feeling. What are they doing today? And the people in Gaza who are not on the brink of starvation, but are experiencing the reality of famine as the war pushes itself even into the West Bank and other regions. That's the tragic paradox. On the one hand, we are called upon to celebrate Saint Dominic, our founder, someone who was a sign of hope in the world. We are called to celebrate, but in a world that challenges us simply to have another sign of hope for people. And not only in Ukraine and the Middle East, but throughout the world, and even here in the United States. We speak at times about living in a post-truth world, or a post-truth situation. It's getting harder and harder to know what really is the case. What can we trust? What comes through to us that really is accurate? And so it's not easy to celebrate with joy, to announce good news. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the one who announces peace. How beautiful that indeed would be, if indeed it is something we could do. But peace doesn't seem to be around the corner. Yes, the text from Isaiah, very fitting for Dominic, talks about joy. And Dominic himself was known to be a joyful friar. And he lived not in easy times. In fact, there was an attempt on his own life at one time, because he was preaching the truth of the Catholic faith in the midst of a heretical world. And in fact, others of his followers were martyred. So how was it that he was able to be a man of joy, of hope, in his circumstances? How are we, in that sense, to celebrate by following his example? Well, of course, in one way, he was deeply rooted in God, and so he knew that what our reading says here in the last verse, that in the end, although God's ways are not our ways, that in fact, in the end, the earth will see the salvation of God, that what God wants, what God does, will be vindicated. But not today, and not in the near future, not before our very eyes. And so we live and celebrate in the midst of real tragedy. Now, the motto of the Dominican Order, which we should be celebrating as well today, is Veritas, or truth. And so, on the one hand, we don't have to celebrate with champagne. We can celebrate by our recommitment to God's word, by our recommitment to the gospel, by our raising high the banner of truth, by not letting that as a value be abused, misused, or dissipated, that indeed we can fight nonviolently for the truth, and ask, demand, proclaim, announce, preach, that truth be made known among us. How then might I today, as a Dominican friar, want to celebrate this day? Certainly I want to celebrate it with joy. I want it to be a day of happiness for me and for all others. But in order for me to be happy, as I sense the tragedies of our world, I ask myself, what might I do? And although my vision might be limited, I can do a deed of loving kindness today. I can make someone's life a little better. And so, as we think on any occasion of celebrating, it's not about me, about us, even about our Dominican family and our heritage. It's about what Dominic would do, and what Dominic would do would be to speak boldly the truth, and to show loving kindness to those whom he met. And so let me today reach out in some way to someone or some others, just with some kind of unexpected expression, gesture of kindness and love, which will create joy for them and for myself. And with that, let me also recommit myself to not being deceived, to no self-deceit, but to learn to hear the voices of those with whom I disagree, but to not let anything drown out the cry of the poor. And so to let me hear those voices at the same time I might bring joy into someone's life, those whose voices today will be filled with hopelessness. And let me commit myself to speaking the truth courageously in such a way that their voices remain heard and that truth gets told. There are many ways to celebrate, and let us therefore indeed celebrate how beautiful on the mountains it will be. And sometimes it's with tears in our eyes that we nevertheless celebrate moments of joy. May God bless us and our world this day. Amen.